The game which I'm about to explain has components in it that may be that of telepathy and that of the techniques utilized in the lie detector tests. It's a rather fascinating game, and I suggest that if you have a group listening to this record consisting of four or more individuals, that you now participate in the experiment in crime detection. Here's what I want you to do. And once you understand the concept of this test, it'll be quite easy to merely lift the arm off of this particular band before you continue to the next experiment, since you do not require my voice once you begin. In my concerts throughout the world, one of the climaxes has often been the murder test. An individual leaves the stage, in this case, to imitate my theatrical experiment. One of you may now leave the room, even as my voice is explaining this experiment to the rest of the party. Make certain in leaving the room that you are beyond hearing distance of my voice. Now, the individual should be out of the room. A member of the remaining group now should walk towards another individual, place his hands around the neck of the individual, and in a kind of mock-like situation, enact a murder as if he were strangling the person. Pressure is totally unimportant in this particular test, but there is one thing seriously that is important. And that is that the murder victim, for a mere moment or two, act as if he were collapsing. And the murderer act out the murder with a kind of artificial feeling of vengeance, or anger, or hatred. The reason for this is you must impress upon your mind a definite, substantial feeling, or else the individual returning to the room may have difficulty in picking up the correct impressions. Now, when you have finished this murder, when you have enacted it, the victim and the murderer should return to their earlier positions. Call your subject back into the room. Now the subject, utilizing the pendulum, is going to solve the murder. I'm going to explain this, and once the band is completed, the subject can follow it through. Hand the pendulum to one of the potential victims. Ask the person to hold the pendulum over the yes-no chart. You, as subject and tester, literally as the mental detective, ask the pendulum simple questions, all of which will elicit no answers. For example, if it is clear outdoors, ask, is it raining? If the person is under the age of 90, ask, are you over 90 years of age? Ask approximately 4 or 5 questions, all of which you feel certain will give you a no response. Then suddenly ask, are you the murder victim? The subject, even though he is to answer no at all times, is suddenly going to reveal that he is indeed the murder victim. Now, the second part of this test can be done in the same way, but you can take it a step further and try it as a telepathy test. To do it as a telepathy test, you, the mental detective, advance to each of the potential suspects. Hold the pendulum over their head as they sit before you and ask, is this the murderer? While your results may not be as frequently accurate as the lie detector approach, you will be exercising a potential telepathic solving of a crime.